What I'd like, well, let's make a little voice check first. This is Richard Polsky interviewing Ruth Snyderman in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, June 22nd, 1990. You might just say something, Ruth, and we'll see if your voice is coming through.
Today is the hottest day that we could have picked for this interview. I appreciate Richard coming down all dressed up to Philadelphia.
Okay. Let's start at the beginning, and I'd like to talk to you a little bit, if I may, about your own early life, your education, your interests as a young person growing up, whether art was a strong interest, whether your family had a strong interest in art. Let's start by talking about where you grew up and what sort of environment you grew up in. Something about your mom and dad, perhaps.
Okay. I was born and lived in a part of the city in Philadelphia called Germantown. And my father was a doctor and had his office in the home. And we had a small home in a neighborhood that was, I'd say, low to middle class. And he serviced the people in that community. When I was about five, he enlisted in the service and was a captain in the Army, and we all moved to Virginia for 3 years. And we lived in a house that was in a rural setting, and I went to a one-room schoolhouse.
Oh, really?
And I went to school barefoot in
really?
The summertime. And I had a tree house that I shared with our neighbor. And I came back to Philadelphia when I was 8 years old. My father went to Europe in the service, and my mother and I came back to our house in Germantown again.
Same house?
Same house. And my father came home a year later.
Were you an only child?
Only child.
Yeah. What year were you born? I didn't get
1937.
That. 1937. Okay.
Now, my mother had a brain tumor, and she seemed to have gotten that when she was pregnant with me. And she did not go out in public very much because of that, because she had convulsions from time to time. I don't remember much about that except one incident. And when I was 10, I went to school one day, and when I came back, she had died.
Hmm.
And I had a feeling when I went to school that day, even though I didn't know that she wasn't well, that she wouldn't be there when I got back. I just had that intuition. So it was right about the end of school in June when that happened. And I went to Atlantic City and stayed with her sister for the summer.
Your dad was back from Europe?
My dad was back. Mm-hmm. And when I came back from there in the fall, we had a housekeeper. A German woman who was very warm and very good to me. And that went on for about a year, and then my father remarried. He married a woman that had been friendly with my mother, and they had been best friends with her sister and brother-in-law. So I knew her, and I felt fairly comfortable with her, although it was still an adjustment.
Yeah.
Because she was a lot different than my mother.
Yeah.
My second mother and my father made every effort to include me in everything, and they never had any children together.
Did she have children?
No, she had never been married. So we had a very close relationship. And I was encouraged to do artwork. I was interested in painting and drawing from the time I was about 10.
Really?
And my father encouraged me. That way, and I did a lot of the artwork. And when it came time to decide on college, I wanted to go to Tyler School of Art, which was part of Temple University, and I lost my nerve because I felt that I wasn't original in my designs, and I was afraid that I'd never get that originality. So my father